Listening Part 3. Progressive Practice. Go for the TOEIC test. Directions. Listen to a conversation between two speakers. Then choose the correct answers to the three questions about that conversation. Fill in the letter A, B, C, or D. You will hear each conversation only once. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, I seem to have lost my boarding pass. I ate lunch at the food court just after I checked in. I must have thrown it away with the trash.
I see. Fortunately, I can print out another one for you. What's your name, sir?
It's Frank Dobbs, D-O-B-B-S. I'm on the flight from here to Chicago that leaves around 3 o'clock.
All right. I'll just need to see some identification before I can print your new boarding pass.
Question 1. Where does the conversation take place? Question 2. What does the man want? Question 3. What will the man likely do next? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following conversation.
Alan, I just heard that Mary will be out sick until next Monday. Do you think you can take over her paperwork starting tomorrow?
I can, but there's just one problem. I'll be in a meeting all day Wednesday.
In that case, I'll cover for her that day. And I can help out the rest of the week, too, if you need a break.
Thanks. I'll let you know if I need a hand.
Question 4. What are the speakers discussing? Question 5. What does the woman offer to do? Question 6. When is the man's meeting? Questions 7 through 9 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, you've reached Jim Carter's office. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Ann Walters. I'm trying to reach Mr. Carter. We have an appointment at 10:30 to talk about selling my home.
I'm sorry, Ms. Walters. Mr. Carter is meeting with another client until 10:15. Can he call you back in 5 minutes?
That won't be necessary. My doctor's appointment took longer than expected. Please just tell him that I'll be a half hour late.
Question 7. Who most likely is Jim Carter? Question 8. When does Mr. Carter's meeting end? Question 9. What does the woman ask the man to do? Questions 10 through 12 refer to the following conversation.
The accounting department just released next year's budget. With all the new clients we've attracted, We got a 5% increase in funding.
That's great. We can finally bring in some new people.
Well, maybe. We need to update the computers around here first.
That's true. I'll check computer prices at a few retailers. Hopefully, we can afford to hire someone after buying the new equipment.
Question 10. What are the speakers talking about? Question 11. Why did the funding change? Question 12. What will the man likely do next? Questions 13 through 15 refer to the following conversation.
Officeworks just increased their general prices by 10%. I think it's time we consider taking our business to another company. What do you think?
I'd have to agree. It's the third increase this year. So how should we start?
Let's compare the rates of other suppliers first. Then we can see if anyone out there offers better rates. Can you look into that for me today?
Sure. I have a meeting with my sales team in a few minutes, but I'll call a few other suppliers about rates right after that.
Question 13. What problem do the speakers discuss? Question 14. What does the man want to do? Question 15. What will the woman probably do next? Questions 16 through 18 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning, ma'am. How was your stay?
Great, thanks. Before I check out, let me ask your advice. Would you drive to the convention center or take a cab? I don't know if there's any parking there.
Actually, it's close enough to walk. If you turn right at the corner, next to the restaurant, and then go two blocks, you'll be there. It's just past the train station.
Wonderful. I'd rather not drive around looking for parking or pay cab fare.
Question 16. Where are the speakers? Question 17. Why does the woman ask for advice? Question 18. How will the woman get to the convention center?